Yud Tes Tammuz, Monday the 6th of July, Rabbi Joseph Perlman, Aliyah Lesorich Aliyah.
Just before we start, I mentioned that one of the customers was a special set of Torah which was in the Hefer from Evelyn's copy, and therefore that was a tremendous tragedy. Because if you get the basic one, is did you mention that before?
Not yet, that's tomorrow.
That's coming for off.
But that's came today.
Okay. But, secondly, as this is probably a concluding piece here, I thought that it would be right to say Hakara Satov to the organisers. A daily put themselves out, and in particular, if I can just single one person out, that's of course Dudi, who in fact is the linchpin of the whole base of Medrash, and who has been the person who's been in contact with me. And I know very often that sometimes you don't get quite the Hakaras HaTov that you deserve. I'm not saying myself, Baruch Hashem, it's been much more than I expected, as people have come up to me and said what I've done during the last 45 years. In some cases good, some cases bad, but it all comes out. But I thought that before we start, we should just say how cross to Dudi in particular, how much he is needed, and also I believe that sometimes people doing Tarchit Sibra don't get the support from others that they should, and if there's any way that you can support the Torah way and Bichlal, the activities, it's incumbent upon all of us to try to do so. Now the topic that we've chosen is obviously relevant because tomorrow I'm leaving these shores, Mirza Hashem, and the question is, what is the mitzvah of Aliyah Le'eretz Yisrael, or is it a mitzvah at all? Now, if you look at Parshas Maaseh, you'll see that Rashi on the Sedra of Maaseh says, "Varashtem es ha'aretz." Rashi says basically that if you behave yourself, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all the wicked people and you will have a safe passage to Eretz Yisrael. He does not say it's a mitzvah in any way to do it. He's just saying if you want to protect yourself, that's the way to go about it. You've got to do the mitzvahs and then you will have a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I call it here a survival kit for the Jews in order to get their Eretz Yisrael. That's how Rashi learns the parsha in Maaseh. However, Ramban strongly disagrees with Rashi, and Ramban says there is a particular mitzvah as such of Aliyah Le'eretz Yisrael. The Ramban shit is well known. He says it's a mitzvah for everyone to live in Eretz Yisrael. To such an extent, he actually says it's one of the Taryag mitzvahs is to go to Eretz Yisrael. This is a famous machlokas between Rashi, and the Sfarna holds that Rashi and the Ramban is to Haklam Pshat in this Pesukim. Now, the Ramban goes to Shitoso in his Hasogas the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Ramban wrote that the Sefer HaMitzvah is setting out the Taryag. Many people have done a catalogue of the different Taryag mitzvahs. The Ramban, of course, is the famous one. He's the one that everyone uses as the base. But the Ramban wrote Hasogas on it because he disagreed with certain facts. And one of the issues that the Ramban takes up with the Ramban is that the Ramban misses out any mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban says that can't be. There's a special mitzvah of the Taryag of going and having Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, how does Ramban deal with the Ramban's kushya? Because the Ramban holds it's one of the Taryag mitzvahs, and the Ramban doesn't mention it. Well, it could be, of course, that the Ramban learns pshat in the pasuk like Rashi. However, the Megillas Esther, who wrote a sefer justifying the Rambam's Rambam's situation, Rambam's position. He says that if the Ramban is right, we have a problem. Why is Rambam not mentioning it? It's mentioned in the Torah. Well, he could have said the Rambam was chat in the Pasuk like Rashi, but he doesn't. He gives another explanation. He says, do you know what? The Torah was talking about that time, about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they had to go and get to Eretz Yisrael. But once the Churban had taken place, there's no mitzvah to go back anymore. We wait for Mashiach to come. The Torah didn't say every day of the year you've got to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Torah just said at that time, Varashtim, going to get remove the Goyim who are there in Eretz Yisrael. But once there had been a Churban, the mitzvah stopped. That's how he answers the point. Is the Ramban's got no kasha really, because there is a mitzvah, but it'll only become an osid lover. You do find mitzvahs of that nature. Some say that even the killing of Amalek would only come back with Mashiach. There are shitters like that. The problem, however, is that the Rambam says clearly the halachas at the end of Ksubas, there are many halachas, for example, that if the wife decides that she wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, the husband can't stop her, and vice versa. Now, if that's the case, why did the Rambam mention those halachas? If in fact those halachas have been suspended temporarily until Mashiach comes, since when would there be a mitzvah to have to go to Eretz Yisrael because your wife wants you to? I'm not telling you what my wife said. But anyhow, so the Bias HaShulchan suggests that in Achanami, the mitzvah did go, like the Megillah Esther says, but it came back midrabbonon. So there's only a midrabbonon dikadin. So midrabbonon, you still have to do it. Rabbonon is also very important, but you get away from the problem of not being one of the Taryag, because it's no longer one of the Taryag mitzvahs. It's a inyan midrabbonon. The problem with that, however, is if, in fact, it's only midrabbonon, why does the Sifri make such a fuss of the mitzvah? The Sifri says that the mitzvah is Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael Shekula Keneged Kol HaMitzvah Shebatoira. Now that doesn't look like a Derabbanan Indian, a Bediyevedik situation. It looks as though it's Lachachilo, then it is a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. Then, so you have the problem, in that case, why is it not one of the Taryag? So, the normal answer given is that the Rambam holds that this is such an important mitzvah that it's not one of the Taryag. It's what's called a mitzvah makefes. Now, just as, for example, when you go into the sukkah, there's a mitzvah to go to the sukkah, but you're supposed to be in the sukkah. The same thing, the mitzvah here is to be in Eretz Yisrael, not because of the mitzvah to be in Eretz Yisrael as such, but because this is the environment of a Jew. And therefore you can't keep the mitzvah properly without being there. It's not that there's a specific mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's you can't do any mitzvah unless you're there. Because the mahus of the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael is a different mahus from the mitzvah in Chutz Laaretz. It's like the Jewish environment, you breathe the air of Kedusha. And therefore, it's not one of the Taryag. In fact, it's a basis for the whole Taryag, and therefore it's not considered as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. That's what they often explain in the Rambam. Now, this brings us to the very famous Tosfos in Ksubas, who says, why is it, if it's such a mitzvah, that we don't all try to go there? After all, if you have a mitzvah, you go, you don't worry about the consequences, you have to deal with it. And Tosfos therefore says two reasons. One, because of sakonas derochim. It's dangerous to go to Eretz Yisrael. He quotes Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, who says it's just dangerous to go, because in those days there were robbers, there were Arabs, it was impossible to go, and therefore it's because
travel itself,
yeah, that's right, you couldn't even travel there, there's no city, you couldn't get there anymore. That's what Tosfos says, and then he gives us the second tenet is, because it's extremely difficult to keep all the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. You're likely to do an Aveira, very easily. You don't take the trummel, you don't know how to do it, you don't know when you get things wrong. I know myself. I've got a lemon tree. I've had a lemon tree in Eretz Yisrael for many, many years. What do you do with the peiros? You've got to ma'aser them. So you ma'aser the peiros. How do you find an oni to get this year? Last year before the Shemitah was ma'aser oni. How do you find an oni to give the peiros to? You know, and it's so complicated as to how you do it. Even with manazet, that Tosef was worried that people would do too many averus and therefore don't go to Eretz Yisrael. Now this is clear, Dick. To say that you don't go to Eretz Yisrael because you might not be able to keep the mitzvah properly, you can say, well, let's not bench because we don't know whether we'll have the right kavana, we don't know what we'll say. But of course you don't say such a thing. You learn the dinner and you do what you can, you do your best. But Tosafot seems to be saying that in order to avoid getting in a situation where this might happen, you don't go to Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. And secondly, because of sakonas derochim. Right, we know that Pukuach Nefesh is Docha Kol HaTorah Kula, except the Shalosh HaVeiros. But to say that they abrogated the whole mitzvah because of Sakonas Drochim, so you do your best to avoid the Sakonas Drochim. What about a person who is a very rich person? He can take an army with him and he can protect himself. Why do we say that the Sakonas Drochim is a heter not to do that? But Tosas says that. The question is, what does Tosas mean? Now, clearly, Joseph is not saying like Rashi that there's no mitzvah. Because Rashi says that the Rashi doesn't apply. Joseph is not saying that Bisman Azer, there's no mitzvah, because it only comes out when the Mashiach. Joseph is not saying that. Joseph is saying there is a mitzvah, but because of these two reasons, we're not chuyif to do it. What's Joseph mean in saying that? So some say that the Be'emes. This could be pshat in the Rambam as well. The Rambam is saying that you have no, it's not one of the mitzvah to do as a mitzvah like you make, as we said before, you put your tefillin on every day. It's not such a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah makefes, a mitzvah which is, so to speak, combines all other mitzvahs together. And therefore, if in fact you're not going to be able to mekayim the mitzvahs there, that sort of, it's a heter in the sense that the whole of the mitzvah doesn't apply bichlal, because you can't do this particular mitzvah properly. In a normal case, you've got a mitzvah you've got to do, whether you're properly or not, it's up to you, do your best. But this is a different type of mitzvah. It's a type of mitzvah that you've got to do it properly, otherwise there's no mitzvah at all. So that it would explain, perhaps, what Rabbi Chaim Cohen is saying, that since we can't keep the mitzvahs properly, therefore better not to go, better not to do it. That's could do that. What about the Sakonas Drochim one? Well, if you look at the Rishonim, who quote Rabbi Chaim, many don't quote that particular Sakonas Drochim one. They only quote the one of the mitzvahs part of it, and of course, that, it's complicated, but that is a possibility. But to say that you don't have to go because of Sakonas Drochim, that also needs an explanation. However, it's well known that there is a halacha that if you go to Eretz Yisrael, the Poskim say that you can only go to Eretz Yisrael if you've got Parnosa there. If you haven't got Parnosa there, better not to go. And similarly, if you haven't got a chinuch for your children, the Paschim says, the Piskei Tshuva says in Ebenezer, better not to go. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is actually talking about whether one can force the other to go or not, which is not quite the same thing. It means that your wife can't force you to go to Eretz Yisrael, or you can't force your wife to go to Eretz Yisrael, unless you've got a Parnosa, and unless you've got the chinuch for your children set. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, but it's not quite the same as what we're talking about. We're talking about whether there's a mitzvah bechlal. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is talking whether you can force somebody else to do it. You can't force them to do it if you haven't got chinuch, if you haven't got parnosa. That doesn't mean to say there's no mitzvah. Just because you've got no parnosa doesn't mean to say you don't have to daven. If it's an onus, okay, if you're an onus, you're potter. So, but that doesn't mean to say there's no mitzvah there before. You've got to do your best to try to do it. You should try and resolve the problems. So, although the Shulchan Aruch seems to say you don't have to go if you haven't got parnasa, and you don't have to go if you haven't got chinuch for your children, that really is talking about forcing somebody to go. And here we are asking whether the mitzvah applies bichlal. So there is this slight dichotomy in the situation. However, the Mefarshim do seem to compare the two, even though it would be not a question of enforcing it. They still say it's better not to go to Eretz Yisrael unless you've got parnasa there and unless you've got a chinuch for the children. Now, what's the pshat in that? Now, here we come to a more detailed examination of what the Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't say there's a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't say there isn't a mitzvah to go to Yisrael. What he actually talks about is yetziyah me'Eretz Yisrael. Most of the Rambam's talking in the Mishnah Torah are, is it permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael once you're there? Now, that creates a problem. Why should there be a difference between leaving Eretz Yisrael once you're there and going in the first place? If it's a mitzvah, you go. If it's not a mitzvah, why shouldn't you go out? But the Rambam seems to be emphasizing this inyan of yetziyah me'Eretz Yisrael once you are there. So this creates problems. You can imagine that we've discussed the different shittas of the Ramban and the Rashi and generally in the Rambam, but we're trying to get a mahalach which would solve all these issues. Now, the Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, he actually talks about it, and he suggests that there is what's called a mitzvah kiyumis, but not a mitzvah chiyuvis. A mitzvah chiyuvis is you've just got to do it. You've got to put your tefillin on every day. A mitzvah kiyumis is a mitzvah which you only have to do if you feel you want to be a hecher emesh. So we all put tzitzis on. Some say tzitzis is a mitzvah to rabbonon to put the tzitzis on. But be'ikar adin, you're not mechuyev to put tzitzis on unless you've got a beged of arba kanfus. Who says you've got to wear a beged of arba kanfus? Where do we get it from? We all do it. But why should we be putting a beged of arba kanfus on? Answer, either because the rabbonon said we should do it, the mitzvah to rabbonon, or because if you've got the opportunity of keeping a wonderful mitzvah like that, is an inyan of doing so. And in fact, the Gemara says in Menachos, we should all wear tzitzis because it's a protection from doing averus. A person has seven protectors. He's got the tefillin sherosh, tefillin sheyad, and the arba kanfus of the tzitzis, and the mezuzah, and the David HaMelech was in the, remember, was it the famous story, he was in the bathhouse, and he had nothing, and he looked at the lamnatzeich al hashminis, he saw the eighth protection, which was the bris. But so we do it because there's a big inyan in doing so. So the says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that is the inyan of Eretz Yisrael. There is no chiyuv, according to the Rambam, to actually be there. Unless you're there already, then you don't go out from a place where you can do all the mitzvahs, you don't want to leave that. So therefore that becomes an issa to go out. But if you've never been there in the first place, there's no mitzvah chiyuvis, there's a mitzvah kiyumis to keep the mitzvah, just like to put your tzitzis on is a big inyan, so to be in Eretz Yisrael is a big inyan because you can do the mitzvahs. That's what he says. Now, Rabbi Levenberg's brother, Rabbi Yehuda Levenberg, wrote many, many svarim called the Imre Chen. He used to bring out a sefer every so often. And in the Imre Chen, he talks about this problem of the shitta of the Rambam, and he's talking about the problems that we've just discussed. And he says like this, that really there is a mitzvah according to the Rambam, but it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs, it's like a mitzvah, like we said, of which encompasses all the other mitzvahs. It's perhaps one of the most important in Yonim, because this is the environment of a Jew. Compare, the fish has to live in water, a Jew has to live in Torah, but not just in Torah, it's got to be a mokum as well. The mokum is Eretz Yisrael, that is the mokum ha-Torah. And when the Torah gave the mitzvah ha-rashtem message, you've got to remove the goyim from the place, and you've got to have the mitzvah of of Yeshua, it's only in order to keep the Torah. It's a conditional mitzvah, so to speak. If you're going to be able to keep the mitzvah of the Torah properly in Eretz Yisrael, then the Rambam agrees that this is a proper mitzvah, not one of the Torah, because it's a mitzvah markefes. However, if Chas v'Shalom you were to go there and not keep the mitzvahs and get up to things which one shouldn't do, then there's absolutely no mitzvah whatsoever to be there. And that's the pshat in Rabbi Nechaim Cohen, he says. Rabbi Nechaim Cohen says, you can't go there because you might do aveiras. Ah, so we said before, what do you mean you might do aveiras? And you can always have that problem. Ah, he says, no. Because since the mitzvah of Yeshua of Eretz Yisrael was conditional upon doing it in order to keep the Torah, if you're not going to be able to keep the Torah, the mitzvah doesn't start in the first place. And that's why the Rambam says, if you're already there, okay, then you're already there, you don't run away from it. But if you haven't been there yet, don't go there in order to keep a mitzvah which you're going to make a mess of by making things worse by doing the doing aveiras. So he learns pshat in the Rambam that it's a fantastic mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah only if you are able to do the mitzvahs of klus ba'aretz, and only the shmitah is very, very complicated. You know, whenever you buy things out, you've got to be careful of where it's come from, and is it shomer, is it benevah? There's so many hilchos of shmitah. In fact, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, when I was there, I was taken there last year for a certain reason, and we were discussing one or two things. I understand that I was privileged to be there for 10 minutes. I understand that was what they told me after that, in a very, very long time, Rabbi Nechaim. And I asked him, Shaila, whether I was allowed to wear a blue shirt during the week. Because in England we all wear blue shirts, so it's covered Shabbos. And that's just where nobody wears a blue shirt, they only wear white shirts. You try and buy a blue shirt in Gula and see what happens. You can't get one. So Rabbi Chaim said, oh, it looks very good on you, don't worry. practically, I said. So they have a psak from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky that I'm allowed to wear a blue shirt during the week. But then he said to me, what are you learning at the moment? He says, why don't you learn Hilchos Shmita? He's persuading everybody should learn Hilchos Shmita because it's so choshuv. But it's exactly what we're saying. If you're not going to be able to keep the Hilchos Shmita, then you're going to make a mess of everything. You're going to do terrible aveiras. Ah, that's not an answer. It's not an answer for a normal mitzvah, but for the mitzvah of Yeshua Eretz, which is totally on that. Verashtim mitzvah, as the pasuk says, you're going to do that in order to keep the mitzvahs. If you're not going to do it, then better not go. And that explains why. If you haven't got literally a place for your children to learn, or you haven't got a parnosa and you're going to be scraping, you're going to have problems, then it would be better not to go. But Bizman Azeh, of course, things have changed. There's no longer a sakonas derochim. There's no longer a problem of chinuch, provided you make your preparations correctly. And there's also not too much problem with parnosa if you take your parnosa with from when you go there. So Baruch Hashem, I feel that according to the Rambam, I'm doing a mitzvah d'oraisa by going. According to the Rambam, it is provided that I have chinuch for my children. Baruch Hashem, all my children have had their chinuch and past that stage now. And provided you've got parnosa, which Baruch Hashem, some various people have suggested different deals which are good in Eretz Yisrael, and property in Eretz Yisrael is quite good at the moment, as you know. So, therefore, there's absolutely no reason for an ikuv to go there. And there, both according to the Ramban, who says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of the Taryag mitzvahs, and also according to the Rambam, who says it's whichever way you learn pshat in the Rambam, you find this a mitzvah. Now, going according to Rabbi Chaim in the Tosfos, if you learn Mishum Sakonas Drochem, that's no longer in existence. There's no real Sakonas Drochem anymore. So that wouldn't work. But the only heter might be that if you feel that by going there you're going to do more aveiros than mitzvahs, you're not going to be able to keep the shmita properly, you're not going to be able to do Trumas and Maisos properly, then there could be a shtick of heter not to go. that is the conclusion. Now, we're just running out of time. I just want to point out a very, very fascinating kusha of on the Gemara, which I've set out here, and I've got five answers to it. We won't have time for it, but just tell you the kusha. According to the Shittas Ramban, there's actually a mitzvah to be in Eretz Yisrael, a mitzvah to go there. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu not say, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael because I want to keep the mitzvah of Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, which is one of the Tariag mitzvahs? He didn't say that. The Gemara says, Vechila Peiris, so did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go there because he wanted to have the good fruit in Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara answers that, no, he wanted to go there because he wanted to do all the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara answers. Now, the same person who said it was Tariag mitzvahs, that's Rabbi Samloi in Makkos, is the same who also said this is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu he should be left to go there. According to the Ramban, why didn't he say, I want to go there to Eretz Yisrael, I want to do one of the Tariag mitzvahs? The Ramban says it's a mitzvah of the Tariag. He could have said, I want to do it because I want to keep one of the Tariag mitzvahs. According to the Ramban, it fits in. He wanted to do everything which is in Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Ramban, you've got this problem. And I've written here five different answers which are relevant to that particular cushion. Ramban, as I was told to stop two or three minutes before 9 o'clock for some reason or other. But I think the reason is actually in front of us here. So I'll leave you with the Terutzim to read yourself from the sheet. Am I supposed to stay up with
conclude. First of all, 50 shiurim is nun. Nun is Shari Bina, the 50 gates of wisdom. Upon reaching Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Perlman will certainly merit opening the gates of wisdom, as Gemara says in the Ksibis, Chad Minon Kisalik Lehusim Have Ketrei Minua. One of us, in other words, the Talmidim of Bovel, going up to Eretz Yisrael, grows twice in his stature, his intelligence, his knowledge, and his depth of Torah when he reaches the shores of Eretz Yisrael. Nun also means, as well as it means fish in Aramaic, like we say in Zmiris, Nun in Verachshin. Just as the famous Gemara in Bruchas describes Pappas ben Yehuda, when he questioned Rabbi Kiva's public discourses, and Rabbi Kiva said to him, it's impossible for a person to survive a yid without water. So Rabbi Perlman is as comfortable in Torah as a fish in water, and of course in the Yama Talmud of Eretz Yisrael, he'll excel. The week settler says, in this week we've got a simon, it says, Vayakrev Moshe's Mishputon Lifnei Hashem. Mishputon has got a large nun, again, which reminds you of the 50. Mishputon, 50 Mishpot, 50 times the Mishputim, 50 discourses of Shiurim, which brought Rabbi Yosef closer Lifnei Hashem, and as a result, consequentially, he also brought us Hayakrev Lifnei Hashem through his Torah. The Gemara says famously also that Yosef was a handsome man, was Mechayev the Rashuim, if they said that they couldn't hold themselves back from a virus, in the same way that Hillel was Mechayev the Aniyim, because after all, who was poorer than a man who had to go and grapple on the roof under the snow, who couldn't afford the kopek to go into the Bes Medrash? Most significantly to us, members of Torah Way, who are essentially working men, Rabbi Yosef Perlman is Mechayev the Balabatim. A clear illustration that an industrious professional is not antithetical to steiging in learning and steiging in askunas. And we learned yesterday in the Torah by the Tanas, we said, Gibe Simchus, Aitzayin, Ibe Shulam, Tevulin. And Ein Shulam El Torah says, V'chol Nusiva Seu Shulam, he's going out with Torah, he's going to reach towards Torah. And Rashi mentions and concludes in this week's Sedra the symbolism of Shmini Atzeres, mentions the famous words of Kusha Elai, Predaschem. It's difficult to part with you. So I'll just conclude with a short poem which we wrote, L'Kuvud Rabbi Yosef Perlman. 50 Shiurim is some recollection. They will indeed be remembered with affection. The profound detail attached to a Hebrew letter. The insights with time became increasingly better. It wasn't for lack of trying to catch you with a tourist. but you were remarkably spot on with all your gematrios. Kriyos and Aftoiros, their significance and sequence, explained with energy and vigor so immense. Anecdotes from Sunderland, the role models of yore, memories of your childhood and chinuch that we adore. On the subject of role model, each year was a sample. What the Balabuas can achieve, you are the perfect example. Profession and commerce need not be impediments to grow, not imbibed by Musa, just looking towards you, we know. Who else will have Reb Chaim Kanievsky Paskin that it won't hurt to continue wearing your characteristic blue shirt? Chad minon, kisalek lehusam, udev ketrai minue, your Torah will now intensify doubly in Eretz Yisrael for sure. This poem is well past brevity, so permit me to be Messiah. It's past 9 a.m. Nu'e Doirish v'nu'e Mekaya. As Joseph or Rabbi Yosef, you will doubtlessly increase with Aliyah le'Eretz HaKodesh. Life begins a new lease. Yir'ei betuv Yerushalayim, only good, there you will find. We will miss you. Perhaps out of sight, but definitely not out of mind.
Sorry, Rabbi Yosef, we would like to make two presentations to you. The first thing is we have here something to adorn the wall of your home in Eretz Yisrael. This is the 50 posters of the 50 shurim that you've given, together with a list of all the shurim. This is really a lot of Dudi's hard work, I must say, besides Mrs. Collins. It simply says, it's got the Start Your Day Torah Way logo, thank you, a decade to Torah Way, 50 Shurim, spiritual eternity. In addition to that, the individual members of Torah Way, some of Yesayeshnepoi, Vesashanenepoi, have written letters and notes to you in order to thank you for these wonderful shiurim and to express their appreciation, to give you your brochas, to have a wonderful Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Yitz Shem, B'Shotov and Slachas, and we've put them together in a folder, and we'd like to give them to you to take with you. I know we're adding to the amount of luggage that you have to take, but we hope, Yitz Shem, maybe this you'll look at on the plane, and this will adorn your home in Eretz Yisrael.
A lot of work, I mean.